Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we start out the weekend right here broadcasting from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America, as we are now being heard on the Genesis Communications Network, that's GCN Live, as well as selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in America. And just for good measure, we have some good leading independent stations marked in there, too, so that we get a great cross-member of people. And also telling you that you can hear us streaming live on the Internet. And, of course, I do stream 24/7 on my website. The current show you're listening to right now will be available all weekend long on the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And, of course, we're also broadcasting on the Westwood One satellite. So there you go. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMTs and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there working to keep us free and safe. Now, I also want to mention to everybody working on the Third Watch out there, helping keep the country moving along, the over-the-road truck drivers in particular, the 18-wheel drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our suicide jockeys, can't forget them, hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, and all the petroleum problems we need so that we can move where we want to go. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's over there. It's actually the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. The Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That gets you over there. And you can send us direct messages from there. We'll see them. It takes about 5 minutes or so to get to us usually, but we can see most of the messages. Now, MeWe, Gab, Getter, True Social, we're over there. We're also on Twitter, Captains America. And, you can go to our website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, to get the podcast, find out all about the guests that we have, find out about different things we're doing, different events. I'll be telling you where I'll be today here in the Tampa Bay area, so you can come see us if you want. But in the meantime, we got to dig into the telephone directory here and point it out west, because we're going to California, and we're going to go talk to the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning.
Right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there. As I like to say, yippee-yi-yo, cow patty.
All right. Thank you very much, boys and girls. And, of course, they're in a pretty good mood. Now, at midnight, what do you think the temperature was here at the airport at midnight?
I don't know. 90 degrees, maybe?
2 hours ago, it was 94 degrees.
Wow.
Right now, 2 hours later, it's 86 degrees and mostly clear skies.
All right. Well, that's still up there.
Yeah, it is. And I thought, you know, I walked outside at midnight and I said, boy, this is a little bit warm. And I came back inside and I looked the temperature up. I wanted to make note of that. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we had a lot of things going on yesterday. We've had some headlines that we'll get into in the next segment, but it seemed to be all about Hunter Biden late yesterday afternoon, because the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, who continues to be unpopular with voters, and they don't see him doing a better job than most of his predecessors, and he's really in the dumps when it comes to his popularity or his job approval rating. He may have done something to bolster it by finally appointing at this late date a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden, who just happens to be the U.S. attorney from Delaware that arranged a plea deal for Hunter Biden, and that would be attorney U.S. Attorney David Weiss.
Well, that's right. So it's definitely getting some very interesting reactions to this, Captain. Some are saying it's about time. Others are criticizing it as a way to sort of continue the soft glove treatments, basically, for Hunter Biden. But the appointment of a special counsel is a major development, no doubt about that. But is my understanding, and maybe there is an exception here, but I thought special counsels had to come from outside the government. So this is quite interesting.
They were supposed to, but he volunteered to be the special counsel. Did you know that?
Well, of course, that's right. He wanted to kick it up, basically. So we'll see. I mean, it's also, I think, another indication that this Hunter Biden issue is, A, not going away, and B, can be incredibly destructive, not only to Hunter Biden himself, but also perhaps to his father, the Biden administration, the campaign.
And previously, Mr. Weiss claimed that he had all the tools and independence necessary to investigate Hunter Biden without the special counsel designation. But after 5 years of investigation, Weiss now, who had charged Hunter Biden with two misdemeanors and a diversion program for the illegal possession of a firearm, which, by the way, has always been, up until now, a felony offense. And, of course, the IRS whistleblowers recently testified that Weiss's previous investigation of Hunter Biden was handled improperly and with political influence. Now, this guy is the special prosecutor?
Exactly. This is why I think you're getting such a mixed reaction on this. It seems as though they could have gone a different road, but nope, that's not what we're getting right now.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, here comes the music. Hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more. We got a lot of little headline tidbits to talk about before we move on into something different, but we're going to keep talking about the Hunter Biden deal. If you want to call, 877-969-8600.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-9-
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell's company, celebrating his 20th year of being in business, having sold over 80 million MyPillows. Hard to believe, 80 million MyPillows sold to date. Ed's still selling them. By the way, everything at MyPillow.com is for sale right now in honor of the 20th anniversary special sale that's going on. And all you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's right. Promo code is CAPTAIN. And you can get tremendous savings on everything that's there. 80% off in some cases of products that are being discontinued. And also, buy one, get ones on some of your favorite products, and 50% off on some of your favorite products as well. But you won't know what it's about till you go over to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, there is a phone number you can call 24/7 and get a live person that will answer your questions, or you can place your order or whatever you want to do. But the phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. 5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. Again, the promo code will be CAPTAIN on anything you want at MyPillow.com. Go over there, happy shopping, and I've had some people tell me they're loading up for Christmas already, getting stuff set aside so they can go hide it so nobody will know they got it. And I wonder if Kyle Warren is doing that. Are you doing that?
Well, thinking about it, before you know it, Christmas will be here.
Yeah. We could use a little snow right now in some places in the country where it's 110 degrees in the shade, couldn't we?
Absolutely.
All right, and I want to remind everybody before Kyle and I get going again here that I will be at Robarts Arena today at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds for the Two Guys Gun Show. I'll be there when they open the doors, 9 o'clock. I'll be towards the back wall. You'll see my banner when you walk in. You'll be looking right at it. when you walk in the door, look right straight down towards the end of everything, and there I am in the back wall. But I'll be down there, and I'll have some free stuff, as I always do, but I'll also have copies of Frank Silvato's book, Nullification, for sale. If you want to buy them, they're only $10, and I would strongly recommend that book to anybody that wants to know how we deal with the problems we have today. Very simple, one word, nullification. Read it, understand it, and then hand it to a politician or somebody you know that can benefit from it. So, Kyle, back to what we were talking about here with Merrick Garland. He also said that he intends to make Mr. Weiss's final report available to the public. Meanwhile, House Republicans are still vowing to push forward with their own investigation into the Biden family shell companies and the $20 million in payments from foreign actors. Now, there seems to be some hesitation and reservation on the part of the Democrats, and this may be a blocking ploy they're using to try to keep Mr. Hunter, some of his stuff from reaching public consumption, because all they got to do is say, well, it's under investigation from a special prosecutor, and we can't say till the report gets released.
Well, sure. I mean, this smacks to me, Captain, more like, you know, okay, you know, they're really on to something here. We've got to delay this as much as possible. We're still trying to make a decision on whether or not Joe Biden's really going to run. You know, we're trying to either read the tea leaves or take the temperature or see which way the wind is blowing, you name it. And we've got to come to some conclusion. But this Hunter Biden thing can sink all of us, I think, is what you're hearing in the Democrat halls of power.
Well, the more that the drip, drip, drip keeps coming out, and the more that we do keep the hearing, and by the way, Congressman Comer did say that there would be more information released somewhere along the line over the weekend. I don't know what the information will be, but you know, we're not being blacked out from different things. We're hearing bits and pieces of stuff that are just damning. Every time they come out, one it's a little worse than the last time.
Well, that's right. And the one thing they have to be careful of course, is people sort of just starting to get desensitized to it. And at the same time, there are a lot of folks, I think, who are waiting like, okay, well, now this latest bit of information, well, that's enough. They need to go in for impeachment right now. And, you know, there's a real strategy to this. At some point, you know, it's like, do you want to run against Joe Biden or do you want to run against an unknown, something else that might have a much bigger sort of pop to it, another candidate? So all these things, I think, go in the hopper if you're really trying to take over the White House, the House, and the Senate in the next go-round.
Well, not to be outdone, AOC is trying to keep her name in lights, and we're going to change the subject a little bit now. She's written a scathing letter to the DOJ demanding the investigation into a Supreme Court justice, a.k.a. Clarence Thomas.
Oh, that's right. Well, of course, this is all part of the plan as well, to see if they can get something on a Supreme Court justice to cause an opening at some point.
Sure.
Because they know that, you know, the Biden may not serve another term. He may not get reelected at this point. And so therefore their time is short to have to be able to try to get somebody into that seat. So, I mean, it's an assault on all fronts right now.
Yeah, and of all the people to be the point person on this, it's got to be AOC.
Well, sure, because obviously, you know, she's willing to do that. But it's all by design. It's not because I don't think she's like really frustrated that maybe there's something untoward going on there. It's just political strategy.
She is an actress.
Right.
She got her part by being an actress. Yep. Now, the White House is prioritizing, of all things, Ukrainian funding over such important items as the border and the fentanyl crisis. And in a new request sent by President Joe Biden yesterday to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the president has asked for $24 billion before anybody gets any other money sent directly to Ukraine.
Well, I mean, obviously the priority for President Biden is to protect the border of Ukraine. I'm not trying to be flippant. I think that's a very good way of putting it. Exactly. So what's wrong with protecting the border of our country? It's you don't have your priorities straight at that point. And for some reason, for this to take the precedence that it's taking, most people by and large agree with supporting Ukraine. But to the detriment as he's proposing it here, I don't think they'll approve of that.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's struggling to try to keep his name up in lights, if you will, and gain some traction against former President Donald Trump in the Republican primary contest that's out there, has said, he came out and said, that he's willing to use drone strikes on the Mexican cartels. Well, the only way you're going to do that is if you send those drones into Mexico.
Well, that's right, and obviously that's going to be a non-starter for many different reasons. On its face, it sounds like, okay, well, this is a way to go in and do some real damage, but it's a very different situation. It's not entirely equivalent to, say, going after an ISIS leader or something like that, as we do with drone strikes in the Middle East, for example. But going into Mexico, making incursions like that could have very, very bad ramifications. But I think he's saying these kinds of things because I think he's trying to get something going, and because so far nothing has really worked.
Yeah, and I've got a question here from Julie, and Julie is in Denver, Colorado. It's a direct question off the messenger to me. It says, Captain, is it true that the judge in the January 6th case ordered Donald Trump to be quiet and not talk about things anymore? Well, not exactly. She actually issued a limited protection order, if you will, against Donald Trump's running his mouth. Is that correct?
Well, that's true. That's right. The judge cautioned Donald Trump not to share discovery, not to share other information and so forth, or talk about the case in such a way that, you know, could be, prejudicial in the sense of getting information out there that shouldn't be out there. But of course, Trump is going to probably not adhere to that, shall we say, lock, stock and barrel. But this is a blow, no doubt, to the Trump campaign, because they want to talk about this case. Everybody's going to be talking about this case. So we'll see. I mean, there could be some consequences if he goes too far. What is that? I think the judge would decide that at that time.
And Newsweek has written an article and put it out there. I think you saw it. We're probably going to have to talk about it when we come back because we're coming up on a half hour. But I'll just mention what it is. Newsweek has written an article saying that Donald Trump could be, keywords, could be disqualified from running in 2024 for president by the Supreme Court. And we'll explain what that's all about when we come back. And that is a factual and a legal statement that's made on what we'll tell you about when we come back. So those of you jumping up and down and excited about Donald Trump, well, here we go again. Meantime, here comes Kyle Warren, going to take us to break. I'll be right back with more. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. Hawaiian officials expect the death toll to keep rising as rescue efforts continue in Maui, where the resort town of Lahaina has been nearly destroyed by a brush fire. Lahaina resident Keith Hunter still can't believe what happened.
I've never seen something ravaged so fast.
Governor Josh Green says the fire has left thousands homeless and destroyed up to 1,000 buildings. Officials say search and rescue teams are using cadaver dogs as they comb through the ruins. Archaeologists say they've uncovered an ancient village in Mexico City. They discovered the bodies of a child and two adults along with a collection of ceramics, according to Mexico's National Institute of History and Anthropology. Researchers say it must have been an important site between 250 A.D. and 1000 A.D. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota, and you'll see him today. He'll be with me at the gun show, at Two Guys Gun Show down there at the Robarts Arena, located at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. We'll be there from 9 to 2. So if you want to stop on by and take advantage of all the great things they'll have. You know, it's not just about guns. When you go to the gun show down there, they have outdoor things. They have knives. They have things for the family, things for the kids. And it's always a great cross-reference of stuff. And the best thing is when you buy your ticket, it's good for both days, Saturday and Sunday. Now, they're Saturday from 9 to 5. They're there Sunday from 9 to 3. Of course, they will have the gun permit classes there. If you want to get your permit, you can stop by and do that. Ammo, accessories, parts, always free parking. Unlike other gun shows, you can buy, sell, and trade. You guys will walk around with signs on their back and a gun strapped to their shoulder for sale, that sort of thing. And I see it all when I get there. It seems there's never really any surprises. But Two Guys Gun Show today, Sarasota Gun and Knife Show down there at Robarts Arena at Ringling Boulevard at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. Stop on by and say hello to us. Be happy to see you. Be happy to shake your hand. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone here, we have got this cryptocurrency goofball whose name is Sam Bankman-Fried. That kind of says it all in a way, right?
That's right, Sam Bankman-Fried.
Now, he's the FTX founder. And the judge in New York yesterday found that he had tampered with witnesses. I don't know how a guy could be that stupid. But a judge is convinced that on several occasions, Bankman-Fried tried to influence witnesses against him. So as a result, his bail was revoked. He was locked back up, put back in jail again, and that's where he'll await his days until the case comes to trial.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I'm sure the judge was not happy about any of this.
What a dope.
Right. Well, he had a lot of money, a lot of influence, we understand. And so sometimes that leads to some pretty bad behavior.
Well, there's a lot of things going on here with this guy. And I don't know, he bilked a bunch of people. But let's go back to what we teased that we were going to talk about. And that's the Newsweek story that's out there that says Donald Trump could be, keywords, could be disqualified from running in 2024 for president by the Supreme Court. Now, there's some qualifications for this, and we know what they are. So, go ahead.
Well, Captain, yes, this idea basically is being put forth by a couple of law professors, one from the University of Chicago, the other from University of St. Thomas. They came up with a report that talks about the idea of what's enumerated in the 14th Amendment, basically saying that no one can hold office, you know, run for office, this kind of thing, if they were part of an insurrection or rebellion. And at least these two people believe that Donald Trump qualifies for that kind of restriction. Now, this could be, and if it was found to be so, and if suddenly he was bound, you know, banned off of different ballots and so forth, then that those bannings might go to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court would have to look at that and make some kind of ruling on it. Also, evidently, if you can get a two-thirds majority in both chambers of Congress, the House and the Senate, then that would negate this notion that he was part of an insurrection. But of course, he's not been convicted of that, so it's unclear to me if they just simply believe that if you think it's an insurrection, therefore the 14th Amendment's going to kick in or not. But obviously, no matter what would happen, it would eventually get to the Supreme Court. It would just depend on what they would say at that point. But there's no case about this yet. January 6th charges kind of stop short of that, but we'll see where all this goes.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't see how any of this can't not get to the Supreme Court because it's so so apprehensive. Every time you turn around, there's something else going on that we hear legal scholars saying, well, they can't do this and they can't do that and that's unconstitutional. I don't see any way that it cannot get to the Supreme Court.
Well, exactly right. This election season is going to be so volatile that like you've never seen before. Imagine if this trial goes ahead in January, which is what has been requested. You've got this very weird situation where the person who's running is under indictment, but if you indict them, then are you indicting them because they are running? And how does that look? Does that give the people a chance to vote for who they want to? Or do you delay it? In other words, the optics on this are bad all around. So we just have never been in these kinds of waters before. And it seems like the more indictments that come down, Trump gets more excited about it. It just seems like there's a collision course being set up here for something, because some kind of constitutional crisis could ensue.
Well, the collision course seems to be the third indictment that's coming in Georgia by the district attorney there. We heard yesterday that the recommendation is going to be four criminal indictments, maybe as many as a dozen charges against Donald Trump in Georgia. This will be indictments number three, and I've quit counting the charges. This will be maybe 50 up to that amount.
Well, yeah, I think it's actually, I think it's a lot more than that, but it, at some point there's a saturation point, isn't there? There's a point that we're maybe even past already where a lot of people are just start tuning this out. And they don't, it's almost like the Hunter Biden thing too. There's gotta be the biggest bombshell you can get because otherwise everything just starts to become part of the noise. It's all important. It's all incredibly, it matters incredibly to our election and what's going to be happening in the next administration. But there has to be something there that grabs the people's attention, and not just the drip, drip, drip.
All right, well, now we're going to talk a little bit about Hawaii, because Hawaii is a devastated disaster area mess. About 60% or thereabouts of the territory of Hawaii, the actual physical ground that Hawaii sits on, has been destroyed with these horrible fires. Is that correct?
That's an interesting, I haven't heard that exact percentage, but the amount of devastation is enormous from what we understand.
Well,
I've
heard those numbers, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, so it is terrible because you have those very high winds, and when you have winds like that, the fires just go everywhere, and it's almost like a fire storm going so quickly that people just can't get out of the way quickly enough. And this is where, unfortunately, I think we've had a lot of these fatalities, and what a terrible, terrible thing. And so now we know, Captain, that at least 67 people, and I know that number most unfortunately is going to go higher, but 67 is the number we have right now. It's if you juxtapose this or compare this with what happened in 1960, this was a year after Hawaii joined into the United States, became part of the Union, 61 people were killed, I believe, in the tsunami that had occurred then. So it puts it into perspective, the kind of devastation and the death toll.
Well, there's already more than that confirmed, but there's going to be a lot more because there's hundreds of people that are missing and not heard from. And
right.
You've been listening to me when you talked about the firestorm, because I told you I'm very much concerned that there were first responders that got caught up in this that couldn't get out of the way, because an 85-mile-an-hour wind, which is what the gusts were up to when this person started, you might as well just throw down the fire hose and head for the hills, because you're not going to do anything.
Right. That's how big a devastating, marauding thing this fire was. And, of course, also there's some criticism. It all start to come out in whatever investigations are conducted.
They didn't notify anybody.
That's right. They could have maybe sounded the tsunami horns. They blow those once a month to test them. So that's right. This is going to be a long investigation, I think.
Yeah, and it's just so unfortunate and so sorry to see and hear about, but, you know, there's nothing worse than something that you absolutely can't control, and then you try to do something right by trying to get your dogs or your cats out or something like that. You wind up getting caught in it, and that's it, end of story. They never hear from you again. And I'm afraid that before this goes on, just like Frank and I talked yesterday, he's got relatives over there, and they were spared, thank goodness. They were, because of the hill they were on, they were spared. But they're telling him that there's all kinds of devastation, and they're going to find a lot more bodies with these portable morgues that they're setting up. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with our first Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and we're going to tell you about the weather around the country. It's hotter than a firecracker up in the Northwest now to go along with what we're having over here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more as the Weekend Edition rolls along.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Attention. Your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
to get things started out tonight. Driving Wheel, Kyle, that hasn't been played in a while, and I'm telling you, that'll really get the blood going, won't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Yeah, listen to this. Listen to this. Talk about a beat. I mean, to tell you, if there's somebody going down the road right now, they're not only thumping their feet, they're snapping their fingers and moving their head because you can't not sit still to that kind of music. You just can't. All right, well, let me go over here and take a look at what's going on this weekend. Severe thunderstorms, of course, in the northeastern part of the U.S. and out on the plains are going to be part of the order. Sweltering heat from Texas to Florida and then going up along to I-20 and maybe in a couple of states, I-40 will be the rule of order. But up in the northwest, folks, you folks are not out of this at all. Coming up your way over the weekend, especially in Washington State and in the Hood River Valley, you're going to see actual 100-degree temperatures. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you very much, Captain. Yeah, you hit it right on the head. That's what we're looking at out west this morning. And as we go into the weekend, excessive heat watches in northern Washington, dipping down into parts of northern Oregon as well. This is going to stretch over into parts of northern Idaho, not quite as far into Montana as Missoula. Hopefully they're going to be spared some of that there. But our friends in Washington and Oregon, they've got a lot of excessive heat to deal with. And this is going to also be starting around Longview, which is north of Portland, coming down Interstate 5, all the way down through Medford into parts of Northern California, almost down to Redding. You've got these excessive heat advisories going on right there. And this means, folks, that you could get temperatures up to at least maybe 100, 108 degrees in some of these areas. So you want to be very careful, especially if you're sensitive to the heat or if you have neighbors, maybe an elderly family member, make sure that you're checking on them in that kind of heat, because that is nothing to fool around with. Various and sundry precipitation that we're seeing right now here in the morning hours here, but mostly around Sedona, Arizona, and then also down towards Camp Verde. So be careful out there. More next hour.
Okay, well, I'm going to go up into the Duluth, Minnesota area in the northeastern corner of Minnesota tonight for a large portion of that area, plus the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, where a dense fog advisory has been posted up there on the highways and byways, which means the visibility is going to drop on down. So please be careful if you're driving around up there, you big riggers coming across either back into the U.S. from the Upper Peninsula, or maybe you're going up into the Duluth area or somewhere up there. Please be careful, because it's going to get very hard to see. And, you know, when you drive into that stuff, it's kind of like, now you see me, now you don't. Now, we've got some severe thunderstorms and some flood watches tonight in the northern part of Missouri, actually along I-70, and then north of I-70 up to the Iowa line. And it's moving along, and it probably will be in Illinois before a while if it's not already there. It's going to give us some rain showers. It's going to give us some flash flooding. Probably will give us some electricity along the way, lightning and whatnot. And there might be even some really strong storms in there to boot. Don't know, but possibilities there. Now, looking at Kansas, the southeastern corner of Kansas, you're going to have a high heat advisory there. Coming up out of Oklahoma into Missouri, Joplin, Springfield, over towards Fort Leonard Wood, you've got a high heat advisory there, so be advised. Oklahoma, coming up I-35, I-44, and I-30 from Texas into Oklahoma, you will have definitely some weather there, as well as Arkansas. The high temperatures are going to be in there. But where all of the really really scorching hot stuff is going to be, once again, the Dallas Metroplex, all the way over west to Midland, Texas, and all the way east over to Jacksonville, Florida, high heat advisories. And everywhere along that line, you've got 100-degree-plus temperatures everywhere along that line. Now, the 100-degree-plus temperatures over in Florida today will reach down to the east side over towards Daytona and maybe into Orlando. Could be some in South Florida.
Certainly the weather is going to be such that it's going to be very warm. Feels like temperatures will be in 110 degree range roughly. And, it just gets you, it bites you. When you walk out the door, it just takes the breath right out of you, literally. So you got to be careful. And, coming across New Orleans is going to be record high temperatures again today, all the way down to the valley, all of Texas on I-35, down to Laredo, down to Brownsville, down to Harlingen, up to, Houston and Beaumont and over to New Orleans. All of that, everything is under, temperatures, approaching 100 degrees. So Kyle, this is going to be a big time hot freaking weekend, and people need to be, indoors if they can be. And there's going to be a little bit of scattered fog along the eastern seacoast tonight, Chesapeake Bay, maybe a little bit off North Carolina, maybe a little bit off the coast of Maine as well. So, you got what you got, I guess. If you don't like it, wait till 10 minutes and the weather will change, right?
Well, that's right. And, of course, if you are out there trucking across the highways and byways and the interstates and you want to get cool, stop into the Pilot or Flying J Travel Center where you can hopefully get into some air conditioning for a little while, get something great to eat, fuel up, and get your supplies, get back out there on the road. And right now during August only, everybody, you can earn up to 5 points per gallon. That's 5 points per gallon when you fuel up with Push for Points exclusively in the My Rewards Plus app. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com for more information about Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. That's pilotflyingj.com, pilotflyingj.com.
Yay! And by the way, I know you'll be going there. Are you going to be the guy taking the ice truck with you, delivering the ice?
I don't know. We'll see.
I'll bet those guys are making some money right now.
Probably, yeah.
You know, the guys that they load the bags of ice in there, they take them and they throw them in the machines. Nobody makes ice anymore. They buy bags of ice.
Well, that's right. Yes.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I got 2 bags of ice in my refrigerator, making sure my refrigerator doesn't have to work that hard.
Just, that's very cool. Just, indeed. Cool.
It is very cool. All right. And, folks, gasoline has been on the upward trend, and I wish we could do something about it. We could, if we could get rid of this president from office and drill, baby, drill. That's the solution, not to get away from oil, but to continue to use it in a smart manner with vehicles that get 30, 40, 50 miles to the gallon, and not just say, you're not going to do it anymore because it's dirty. Yeah, dirty is the person doing the talking. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Herd Watch rolls along with you on the other side of this here break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.